KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Anthony Valadez, and I'm here with Alyssa Schlesinger, a popular stand-up comedian who also hosts the comedy game show Separation Anxiety on TBS. Today, we will be playing excerpts of songs she selected that have inspired her over the years as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. Alyssa, how are you?
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Alyssa.
I'm so excited.
Awesome. So let's talk music. You brought in some music for us to listen to. So what's the first song?
So the first song we have is Better Off Alone by Alice DJ. And this song means a lot to me for a couple reasons. One, I didn't drink in high school for no reason other than I just didn't want to. And all my friends did. So they would all play quarters and flip cup, and they would have these, you know, fun, like typical Texas Friday nights. And my best friend Michelle and I discovered raves. And there was like a decent rave scene in Dallas. And so we got involved in this community. And Alice DJ's Better Off Alone, I mean, it was just one of those songs that was fun to listen to, and it reminds me of driving like an hour outside of Dallas to go to a rave at like 17, lying to your mom about where you're going. It has just a lot of warm memories attached to it of doing something sort of counterculture to your small private school. So I think of rebelling in the tiniest, most harmless way.
Well, let's take a listen. This okay. is Alice DJ with Better Off Alone. All right, so what's next? What's the next song?
Garth Brooks.
Okay.
The song's called Callin' Baton Rouge. Garth Brooks was sort of the indisputable champ of country music. Callin' Baton Rouge is such a quintessential country song. I love country music, which I know it's like not cool to say in California. Like, I may as well say I'm a Republican. I'm not. It just reminds me of home, and that's the best way I can put it. And it's just a fun song, and it just gets you going. And it's a great story. Country music, people love to crap on it, but it's the best storytelling. This song is about a guy who spends a night with a girl and all he can do is think about her and he just wants to keep calling her, which is something guys don't do nowadays. They don't call.
Sorry, on behalf of men.
I think when you grow up in a state where certain types of music is the backbone and the backdrop of an upbringing, so even though I never went to any country concerts, it was still ever present. And that song was just, it's just such a fun song, and you can't help but stomp your boot when you listen to it. And it's happy. And it makes me happy.
Let's stomp our boots. This is Garth Brooks with Callin' Baton Rouge.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Callin' Baton Rouge. Sweet Baton Rouge. My
Garth Brooks with Callin' Baton Rouge as part of KCRW's guest DJ project. That was fun. It was nice to kick my boots to.
A lot of fiddle happening. You don't hear fiddle very often.
That's true.
No
song. So what's next on the list?
So the next song is by indisputable champ of pop, Michael Jackson, who I miss on a daily basis. The song is Human Nature. And I was always a huge Michael Jackson fan. I wrote a book report on him when I was a kid. I used to be really into drawing. He's one of the first things that I ever drew. I did talent show dances to his songs. Human Nature, it's the melody more than the words. I believe a song can have a great melody and it almost doesn't matter what the person's saying. And it's a song that just always pops up in my life somehow. It's just one of those quintessential Michael Jackson songs. It's not aggressive. It's just pretty. And it just makes me happy to listen to. It's just an apple. Then let me take a bite. If they say
when might you play this song? When would you break this one out?
I would play Human Nature, or really any mix of Human Nature. Maybe getting ready. It's good for cruising in a car if you've got a road trip. It's delicate. in a club, you could stop and play that. People would stop and they would just like be into it, and you just want to sway. And it just brings something in you. And the song is about human nature, and it's about just the longing to look at someone or be with someone or asking questions. It's one of the best Michael Jackson songs.
Let's take a listen. This is Michael Jackson with Human Nature. She likes the way I stare. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, do they do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. That was Michael Jackson with Human Nature, as selected by Elisa Schlesinger as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. What's next?
Okay, so this next song, I've chosen Buddy Holly by Weezer. Weezer was like larger than life when I was in high school. And I remember I had a boyfriend, and everybody's got that one like high school love. He was a year older than me. And we dated when Buddy Holly was like the biggest song. And the line that's like, and you know I'm yours, ooh, and you know you're mine. Like, of course, as a teenager, you're like, oh my God, I'm his, he's mine, we'll never break up. What? He went to UT? Okay, bye. Because we're going to different colleges and different coasts. And I think I'm picking that song because, A, it reminds me a little bit about high school, but also the heartbreak of youth. And I couldn't listen to that song for 2 years. It's a fun song, so it shouldn't, you know, have that much of a hold on you, but that's what music does. And to just pick your head up one day and be like, oh, I'm not in love with my high school boyfriend that I went to prom with anymore. And so now I can listen to the song and literally feel nothing but fun nostalgia.
Let's say, listen, this is Weezer with Buddy Holly. That was Weezer with Buddy Holly. So what's the last song on your list?
The last song I have is Caress Me Down by Sublime. And Sublime was huge because no other band sounded like Sublime. It was such a Southern California sound. When I was a teenager, you know, you hear these songs, and then you grow up and you live in Los Angeles, and you're on the freeway and you pass an exit for Garden Grove. You're like, that's from the song! Like, and these people are just singing about their lives, but it's so glamorized, and all these things that we just live in California, we put into screenplays and songs and fashion and art. And so to be a kid and sort of think, oh wow, that's so glamorous, and then you move out here and you're like, oh, it's just an exit, like off the 5 or something, wherever that is. I pick Caress Me Down because there is a Spanish rap part that he does, and I was never good at studying, but I'm not gonna lie, there have been a couple times, both in my scholastic career and as an adult, where I have referenced parts of that song and been able to use it in real conversation.
In Spanish.
Or to figure out, yeah, what they're talking about. Like somebody said muñeca the other day, and I was like, I know that's a doll. And I know, you know, or even like verbs that they use. So it was a learning tool. So it was cool to get to, especially as a kid, have something that you enjoy that your parents probably don't approve of, but actually is helping you. And it's a very sexual song too. And there was just, there's been, that album still holds up. I heard it on the way here. It's just good. It makes you feel good. And even though I was just a Jewish kid growing up in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas, like you got a dose of like Southern California sort of degenerate tattooed band members. And it was just cool. It was a way to feel like you were part of something. And then you move out here and you get to see that culture. And it's just a really weird full circle experience. And thank you for helping me pass some of my Spanish tests. Bradley.
Let's listen to some Spanish music by way of Sublime. This is Caress Me Down. Me gusta mi reggae, me gusta punk rock, pero la cosa que me gusta más es panochita. La nalga en el aire, if you know who you are. Pon la nalga en el aire y empieza a gritar. No tenga miedo, I'm your papi. Take your chones y los manden a mí. Levanta, levanta, tienes que gritar. Levanta, levanta. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us over at KCRW.com.
Thank you so much for having me, Anthony. Also, I just want to let all the listeners know I've been eating a macaroon and pretzels and drinking coffee this whole time, and I did a great job by not letting you hear it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs, go online to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.